What's happening? Where's that boy Too Smooth, the CEO of MMR 3000? I have a segment on the Patio Podcast with DJ Hard Work. We're going to talk about things going on in our community. We're going to talk about the entertainment world, and also we're going to talk about a whole lot more. Make sure you tune in on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9:30 Eastern. Check me out, baby. Mad respect. Yeah, it's that boy Too Smooth, the CEO, MMR 3000, Living Lavish. Check out the website, www.mmr3000.com, or just Google MMR 3000.
Yeah, niggas already know we go dumb in this bitch. We'll pull up anywhere and go dumb. We'll pull up on your block, go dumb. Her block, go dumb. Your mama block, go dumb. You already know what the fuck we doing in this bitch, nigga. 204 LITOTG, nigga. We pull up and we go dumb. All my niggas gon' go dumb. You can get your shit blow acting dumb. Lil' bit thinking I'm cuffin', she dumb. Every flow that I do, it go dumb, dumb. Go dumb. We'll pop out in this bitch and go dumb, dumb. Go dumb. I said I can't let up on you niggas, I mean it. Work out the AI, you know that it be me. I don't like you rappers, you niggas be capping. Just know it's a rap, so don't ask for a feature. And I hope you get dumb when you get to reacting, cause you can get slapped with the back of the heat. Not gon' play like a hoe, we gon' blow. Turn that boy to a ghost, have him looking like cats with a piece. All he thinking he touch it because he gripping. What's the difference? Pussy's got a grip too. Left him wet, they say he was a slick dude. Ain't no wrestling with ya, I'm not Rick Rude. We gon' leave him with lit like a pin too. She said, boy, you ain't shit, I'm like, bitch, who? You don't even suck dick, I'm like, bitch, move. Shout out MMR, we moving too smooth. It's a different type of world that we live in. You gon' need more than a jacket when it's real cold. Whatever you niggas started, I'm about to finish. We putting bullets to the chest like my new bow. A jumping seven in his back, turning Kuko. Walking with it, gotta keep it tucked like Skuko. Sitting at the throne, looking down on the rent. I'm thinking shit, I really started fun for the new dose. You say it's beef, then it's up, bitch. What's up? Just pull up and we stepping. We pop out the cut like, what's up for the cabin? You stepping that fire on your life, I won't panic. You stepping that fire on your mama, I'm blast. Bitch, I'm the one and I'm second to none. You can catch me in the hood like a nun. Once we tell them the handle, that business is done. Thinking that we won't pull up, bitch, you dumb. Dumb. Thinking we won't pull up, bitch, you dumb. We pop out in this bitch and go dumb. Lil' bitch thinking I'm cuffin', she dumb, dumb, dumb. Every flow that I do, we go dumb, 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 dumb. I said I can't let up on you niggas, I mean it. Work out the AI, you know that it be me. I don't like you rappers, you niggas be capping. Just know it's a rap, so don't ask for a feature. And I hope you get dumb when you get to reacting, cause you can get slapped with the back of the heat. Not gon' play like a hoe, we gon' blow. Turn that boy to a ghost, have him looking like cats for the people. Looking like cats for the people.
What's happening? You're on here with Lace, with Too Smooth, and that boy DJ Hard Work. What's happening, world? What's happening?
What up, though? What up, though? It's the Patio Podcast, Lace with Too Smooth. J.O. Hard Worker, a.k.a. DJ Hard Worker. What's good with you, big dog? Looking all right?
Chilling, man. We got a special guest gonna chime in. We got another supermodel out the ATL.
Okay.
Time in, man. We're going to talk about a little investments on how to be successful, doing it the right way. And, of course, we got to chime in on what's going on in the world today, man. The world is a mess. It's our duty as Black Americans, all Americans, to do the right thing. And let's make the world a better place, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, welcome to the Patio Podcast with that boy Too Smooth Laced. Then lace it up, man. We're lacing it up. How your day going, my brother?
Man, busy. But
all work, no play, team, no fleet.
Can't complain. Got some new things in order. Gonna be giving away. I want the fans to listen up. We're gonna be giving away a free gift card with $20 on it that can go towards a couple groceries, gas money, something. You gotta check it out on the Hard Work Nation page. It's gonna be on the ad next 24 hours through Square, our partners Square. So if you ever need something, we're gonna be giving away a free gift card, $20 worth something. We're gonna be up in the ante once more people start tuning in with gift cards, free merchandise, everything. At the moment, I wanna start off with a free gift card just to see how many people pay attention.
Word, word, word. Well, I got a major announcement.
Here we
go. MMR 3000 slash Ball Hard Music Group, man. Hey!
Hello?
MMR 3000 slash Ball Hard Music Group. Hey!
That's a good ass announcement. They need to hear that. Okay.
Uh-oh. All right. Let them know.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Zakiya J.
Nice to meet you, Zakiya J.
Me too.
This is DJ Hard Work.
Hey, Hard Work.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Cool. Hey, let's get into it, man. Welcome to Nights with Too Smooth, man. Tell them about how you start modeling and let's get it.
I started modeling pretty young. It was just some little stuff here and there. And, you know, they was having these little casting calls back in the day. And I really wanted to do it because I was good at taking pictures. But I started falling off of it because a lot of them were, like, fraudulent, just taking people money. And then as I got older, you know, I was still taking pictures. I was still interested in doing it, but I thought you need a whole bunch of money to do it. But this year, my grandma passed away in January.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Thank you. She passed away in January, and she kept a lot of my pictures, if not all of them. And I know she probably would have wanted me to live my best life, so I just went hard after my grandma passed away. And just recently, this year, this is when I started going hard in my modeling game.
Okay. Mm. Well, let me say this, man. This young lady right here will be rocking that Too Smooth collection as soon as everybody get everything they want out of what's going on in the world. Mad respect to her. And y'all will see her in Dawn, King Spud's single off the album, Path of a King, coming July 11th. And she's in Hash Rush, Mac featuring King Spud, his second single off, Too Much Pressure. Check that out. It's everywhere right now, doing great. Mad respect to everybody that purchased the album, pre-ordered the album, and going to get the album. May God bless you or whoever you believe in. Without y'all, we are nothing. We surely appreciate you. And yes, Ms. ZJ.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell the people how many videos you've been in, any kind of commercials or anything like that.
I haven't been in no commercials yet, and I only been in your video, so I haven't been in that many videos yet.
Oh well, that's great. You got three more coming. We'll talk about that after the show. That's wonderful. I'm glad to be the one to break you through to show you the light. You know what I mean?
Yep. I just been doing a lot of photo shoots, that's all.
Okay. Got a question. Usually when I have a question, it's over the top, but I'm going to just be direct with it, only because of the fact that I noticed you just said something about indirectly about your catalog. How long have you been modeling professionally?
Oh, just within this year, so since like January.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I basically just started my own brand, which is Angel Face Brand. And you can look at my website. It's www.angelfacebrand.com. And then my Instagram as well. So, yeah. All my pictures.
And she is on the Too Smooth Collection website. And also, she's on www.mmr3000.com, where you can see the rompers we got and the jumpsuits. Go down to the shop, and you can purchase whatever you like, and we'll get it to you ASAP. Mad respect to her and everybody that's rocking with us. Especially shout out to Hard Work Nation, Ball Hard Music Group, and DJ Hard Work, aka J.O.
Who? What you mean by taking your money? I want to hear that because I have a topic about that, and I want to hear how you would aware other models, other entertainers in the entertainment business, so to speak. What would you let them know in the midst of your experience? You know, give them some awareness. What would you tell them, you know, when it comes down to the fraudulent businesses that, you know, you found that were just taking money and not really putting any work in?
I would basically tell them it's not a big, you don't have to have a lot of money to actually get into the modeling game. I'm just a student. a senior in college right now. And I don't have a whole bunch of money, but, you know, it's basically just building your portfolio and getting your face out there on Instagram or Facebook and, you know, just working on your brand, presenting yourself how you would want to be presented. And then all the bookings and jobs will just fall in your lap. I get DMs all the time for stuff, so.
But the question was, like, the fraudulent activity and the janky promoters that you ran across. Can you chime in and tell the ladies a little bit about that, what not to do and what to look out for?
Yeah. I would say just those little casting calls, they want a whole bunch of money up front for, like, comp cars and photo shoots.
That's the first sign. Don't mess with them.
Please don't. And I mean, they'll call you in, they'll say you got the gig, and or they'll let you go home and then call you back and say you got the gig, but you got to pay this amount of money before you can do anything. So just stay away from those janky places.
Don't be desperate.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, you got to put up money up front. Don't do it.
Yeah. Well, y'all don't know, but you know. Then we get straight into it. You're in Atlanta, Georgia, right now. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world. A lot of protests. A lot of people full of anger. A lot of people full of pride. A lot of people just don't understand what's really going on, and they lost in the sauce. So can you give the world and us your opinion about everything that's going on today? You got the floor. I'm talking as long as you want to spill. Let it out. Just a time to vent and tell how you feel. Because unless we're too smooth, the First Amendment gives you the right to tell how you feel. So let it rip.
I feel like people are upset, or some people are upset about the protests getting violent or whatever, and they're mad that some buildings.
Oh, they're rioting too. Right. We got a reason to riot.
Exactly.
They've been killing our ancestors for years and burning our houses down, raping our women. We ain't doing what they're doing.
And I feel like
they got insurance. They'll get it back. They got insurance.
I feel like we built this
damn country. I'm sorry. I'm going to be quiet. I get kind of heated. Yeah, I get kind of heated about this. So that's why I'm going to be quiet. You have the floor. Be quiet.
I was saying, I feel like we built this country. We can burn this motherfucker down. And then, you know, stuff been happening, like all these deaths back to back, and just not doing nothing about it. So what they expect us to do? And all that slow singing and walking and marching like Martin Luther King was doing back in the day, that shit ain't do nothing. So we got to take the Malcolm X version or way of doing things and burn some shit down. That's the only way they're going to listen.
What did the great Martin Luther King say? They ain't being heard.
True.
You know what I'm saying? If you ain't being heard, we got to get your attention some kind of way, mm-hmm. in some kind of form or fashion. And it's sad to say that really some of these people that are doing this stuff, of course, it's the other side, the skinheads and all that. Yeah. And, you know, people that ain't got nothing, they thirsty, they home, they're going to get out there and take advantage of the situation too. But if a person that really, really about they hustle, they'll be hitting jewelry store, they'll be hitting pawn shops and banks and stuff like that. That's so, because there's so many distractions where you can get away with it, you ask me. I mean, they do it all the time in the movie. They don't make the move for nothing, because things do happen like that. People have a lot of intelligence and they use it for the wrong reason. I'm not knocking them, but hey, it's a hustle. You know what I'm saying? Like when I was in the street, you got the jack boy. Hey, I respect the jack boy because it's a hustle. It's your job to pay attention, to be aware of your surroundings and make sure you don't get caught slipping. You know what I mean? But, for my opinion towards the situation, man, it just messed up, because that we have a person in power that's supposed to lead us instead of dividing us, do his lack of understanding and arrogance and ignorance to the fact that people is not going for the BS. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I know when he did his, if y'all notice, he do a little simple, throw the three fingers up with the zero. If you go back in days in history, you see all the racist people that was in power throw that symbol up for some reason. I don't know if it stands for the KKK, white power, white supremacy, or whatever. But ever since he did that, the white people trying to roll up, like right now, they're in Birmingham, Alabama, downtown Martin. I don't think that's going to end well. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a crazy situation. And another situation I was looking at in Austin, Texas, a young brother was doing a peaceful protest and ended up getting shot. And the paramedics that picked him up to take him to the hospital, they get shot. I mean, it's just crazy right now in the world today. Like they left their brother, I don't know, Louisville, Kentucky, St. Louis, shot him and left him out there on the street like a dog for 6 hours. Now that's uncalled for.
Yeah.
We are humans. One thing we have in common. Me and JL talked about it a little earlier. We all bleed the same blood. Ain't nobody blood white. Ain't nobody blood black. Ain't nobody blood brown. Ain't nobody blood green. We all bleed red.
Go ahead and get
DJ Howard, talk to me now. Talk to me.
Come on, Miss Jay. I want to hear some more of your opinion because you got a little saucy when you started talking. Like, your whole tone changed. We was talking about your career. It was a little monotone with a little excitement about yourself, but once he hit you with the question about what's going on in the world, you opened up a little more. I want to hear more of your opinion on that. So I got a question. I keep on bringing up the fact that what about that middleman, that middle population that just want to live their life?
Your man is not really involved.
Yeah, the ones that are not, and I'm speaking on behalf of all races. The whites that want to be just the whites that are feeling like they're being misrepresented, not the fake ones, but the real white ones that we know don't, you know, hang out. And then you got the Asians, you got your Mexicans, you got your black, the families that just want to live. They're you know, they already were struggling, so this is just making shit worse.
Right.
Yeah, cause a lot of people can't go to work because they burnt they job down.
Yeah, that's true too, and man. Then the people that are going to work, well, from what I'm hearing, their white counterparts are not like out there like they keep to themselves. You know, shit done changed in the workplace.
We're at war. Right. We are at war.
I said the same thing.
Like the brother Al Sharpton said today, they want to keep their knee on our neck. No, we're gonna stand up tall. We're not going this time. And I think the movement, like I was speaking on earlier today, is the millennium. Such as yourself. You're a millennium in my eyes. Because I'm older, you're a millennium. You're not 30, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to tell you age, but no, you're, you know, millennium in a sense.
I'm
but
a
with
an
old school brain. So, yeah, that's what I said with the old school brain. So with all that being said, how do you feel about 45th? How do you feel about the stunts he's been putting lately?
You're going to have to refresh my mind. What's going on with it?
The president of the United States of America, Donald Trump. How do you feel about the stunts he's been putting lately? Just to push all the peaceful protesters back, just to go take a photo out with the Bible to tell this KKK members of white supremacists, let's get it. How you feel about him? How you feel about him now uniting the nation? Barack Obama, former president, had to come do it. How you feel about him, though?
Well,
his actions in this time of...
I mean, I feel like he's doing some stupid shit. He's not saying nothing, obviously. I mean, he's saying all the wrong things when he is talking. And then to say he's going to bring out the National Guard, I think it's very stupid. Being that I'm a veteran, so I know that you trained to kill. Why would you bring all these military folk? Well, National Guard ain't.
Hold on. We ain't never sat down and talked with that. You a veteran?
I'm a Navy veteran.
That's why you crazy. But go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Damn, you messed up my train of thought. Being that
I'm fresh
out of the military or whatever. I know that you're trying to kill when you in the military. So I don't understand why he would think the National Guard was gonna do nothing but make it worse. And not to mention, National Guard ain't even real, the real military, but I'm just saying.
Oh, he did something worse. All my Fed brothers and sisters know what I'm talking about. He brought up the riot team, technical team from Bloody Beaumont. Remember, the name is called Bloody Beaumont for a reason. Beaumont, Texas is a federal high security place. So think about that, what he just did. Now, that's an insult to the American people.
Yeah. I mean, shit, he a hateful man. We could tell that from Jump Street. But a lot of folks voted for him to put him in the office. And you know, he
but you know, you know, I want to try for him. I won't get him too much time. How do you feel about what Trina said?
What did Trina say? I'm listening to vote.
Oh, you ain't been. Oh, Trina said, we are animals. We are savages. Like, she's not black or something. What's wrong with her? Like, she's Tokyo Jets. Put a little manager choke on. No, maybe do the Joe Flow. This ain't the time for that. This ain't no play. This is a serious situation at hand.
I feel like her and who else? Eve and Lil Wayne. All of them, they not all of them, but the ones that I mentioned posting all this stuff and acting like they not a part of the movement. I mean, shit, they really go.
Well, I salute Lil Wayne because Lil Wayne kept it real. He said, "If I'm not going all the way in and out there on the front line with the brothers and sisters protesting, ain't no need of me speaking on or being part of it." So I respect it more for just keeping real on that end. I feel the same way. If I'm not going to be out there in the front line, ain't too much. I'm going to say too much, but I'm going to speak my mind. But at the same time, I'm the phone call man.
Right. And I mean, that's what they should do. If they don't want to be a part of it, they need to be quiet. Stop trying to, stir the pot with it. With their nonsense.
DJ Hall, where you might have quiet tonight, baby? Talk to us. What's going on?
Listening to everybody else's opinion is very, very enlightening. Because
okay, well, now we need your opinion so I can meditate and think what the next question will ask Miss ZJ.
I mean, I already said it. The next step, if people don't cool it, is like live ammunition, and it's based on the fact that that's probable cause once that happens, because that's going to be the government's excuse to use live ammunition is when he brings in that, because all it is light provocation and boom. And I feel bad because we're not getting the right attention that we need. It's certain kind of protests that are going on that's overshadowing what's really needed to be heard and said, because this is really costing people their lives.
Right.
This is altering people. You know what I mean? Like, you got to take this shit serious. Mm-hmm. Like when you said Lil Wayne, and then I knew you were going to say Lil Wayne because in his interview last time with him, and I'm sorry. Yeah, man, y'all some assholes for that, but that's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. Not y'all got a platform where y'all can be heard. And you're being quiet. So now you're making it hard.
Al Sharpton called all of them out. Al Sharpton didn't play with them today.
I mean, but then I'm not going to lie. You got a lot more people who have a bigger platform
right.
than him, such as Iran.
The NFL owners. The rich owners, they get rich off of the brothers. They're not speaking up. Now, that was really got to be I ain't going to say all of them, but 90% ain't saying a word. The owners of these NFL, NBA team, MLB, you know what I'm saying? They're not speaking up. They're the billionaire. They don't want to get rich out of the brother's back.
That. I'm talking about the dude from another country who said that death has been the identity of the United States for years. It's been gone. So for him to say it is to say we got to come to a realization that certain actions are not working. And if think about how they play it. It's a chess game, and I said it. We got to speak properly, but move behind closed doors and with chess moves because of the fact they expect us to react in a certain way because of what's being implicated. Right. It's cause and effect. So it's like, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to just say this. I'm just, so to speak, I play video games a lot. Out the family.
Vote, people. Get it to the polls and vote.
You get what I'm saying?
We don't want the Uncle Toms in the night. We don't want the Uncle Toms in the night. The good old boys. We don't want
that to be postponed. I don't know. Y'all not paying attention to what's going on. He's starting an internal war, another civil war. And once you do that, that postpones everything political. He remains president until everything dies.
I don't even think that voting shit gonna help.
It's smart. It's smart.
Voting is not gonna change nothing. He knows what the fuck he does. He knows what he does. But to implicate What is that shit that those people they brought over? What is that you just said? Because I don't care. I'd rather call it a gang. I call it a gang bangers. The original gang bangers who understand that you're supposed to police your own city.
But what I don't understand Why is you the, do military, that?
Bro, I'm
the military.
I'm gonna take
the black folks. You think they're gonna turn they down? They're gonna start shooting their own people? That's dumb as hell.
They're gonna have to think about it first because it's gonna happen.
Right, I agree.
Stay brothers and sisters. Say brothers and sisters. Let's have a quick moment of silence for all the brothers and sisters that have been lost in the South due to brutality. All right, now back to the scheduled program. Ms. ZJ, with this modeling situation, what are you trying to make this out of? Career? Or is this just something extra money? Or what? Give us a little insight on that.
I mean, I do want to make a career out of it, but at the same time, I'm going to school for another career in healthcare. So it's just going to be one of those things that I'm going to have to slide in my schedule. But I'll be making money at the same time. I just, you know, you're supposed to have a backup with your dream. So that's what I'm doing.
Well, hey, once you go and sign that contract with the Too Smooth Collection, man, your dreams are going to come true. And also, you know, it's good to have something to fall back on, but I'm pretty sure, man, no matter what's going on in the world, hey, people still got to buy clothes. They still want to take pictures. They still going to have high parties. But we're going to get some money regardless, and it's going to be all right. It's light at the end of the tunnel. That's what people got to understand. It's light at the end of the tunnel, man. Got to keep pressing forward, the hustle, the grind, the finesse, and the manipulation, all that come with it. So you go get to the light at the end of the tunnel if you apply yourself the proper way and do it the right way. Some people want the easy way. I understand that. I was one of them guys once upon a time. But at this point in my life, I wanted the hard way because it's going to mean more to me.
Right.
Well, this has been a great podcast today, man. Miss ZJ, do you have any shout outs?
I just want to shout out to my
and tell the people how to find your social media too, my bad.
I just want to shout out to my family, my mom. Y'all can reach me on IG at angelface0428. And my website is www.angelfacebrand.com.
Oh, you also check out the Too Smooth Collection. You can check on the www.mmr3000.com website. Go down to shop. Also, you can check out on the Too Smooth Collection website also, and you will see a numerous videos. Mad respect to her. Shout out to DJ Hardwork. Shout out to the Anchor. Shout out to the whole La Familia. And y'all know who y'all are. MMR3000, Living Lab, Ball Hard Music Group, Hardwork Nation, the Too Smooth Collection, the Treats by Too Smooth. Ladies, don't forget about that. We got them jumpers. We got them body suits, we got them master dresses, got a free left inventory, will be restocked by the end of the month, and y'all get with us $15 and 2 for 25. Hey.
You are a human tomorrow. Oh, that's what's up.
Hey, man, I'm about being the man. Hey, if you don't work, right, you don't eat, man.
That's what's up.
It's time to recruit now. I've been putting out for 15, 16 months, man. It's time to recruit.
Yeah, that's a lot of... Yeah, it's time...
Man, I'm dedicated to this thing. I quit my job at Mercedes for this, man. I believe in the team. I believe in the dream. If you achieve it, if you believe it, you can achieve it. Like the Martin Luther King said, I have a dream, but I got a vision. 2025. Someone attached to me will be a Fortune 500 company. My name ain't Andre Fitzgerald from AKA Too Smooth, the CEO.
That's what's up.
Last night.
Nah, man, I fuck with it. I rock with it. DJ Hardwork, Patio Podcast. I appreciate everybody tuning in. Thank you, Ms. J, for chiming in and giving your opinion. I know it's kind of an unorthodox interview because this is more like you're sitting on the toilet, you're having a conversation with your homegirl. You know what I'm saying? That's how you do it. So next time you call, you know, let us know what's going on. We want to have you back on the show. Get an update on what you have going on, you know what I mean? Outside of MMR 3000, so we may be able to all incorporate something, maybe come to you may be able to give your opinion again down the line on, you know, what transpired since, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. Other than that,
that's with Too Smooth, you're looking for a co-host when I go solo when he let me break loose.
Well, let me know.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Well, other than that, you know, I appreciate everybody chiming in on the topics that's at hand with this world and, you know, the country and what we're going through. We do have a lot of support.
Yeah.
We just hope the government start paying attention now because we got other countries backing us. We got other people, other leaders letting it be known. We got police officers backing us, so all police
Black
officers.
Black folks just need to start waking up, that's all. Wake up. I mean,
a lot of them are nuts. I'm sorry. I didn't say much, but I have an opinion on that. Don't say that. I have read something. Ever...
Hey, hold on. Unless with Too Smooth, you say whatever you want to say, the First Amendment right gives you that. Our people died for that right. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X paved the way for Rosa Parks. Hey, you can say what you want to say, my brother. We ain't in Iran. We in the United States of America. That's what's wrong right now. They need to understand that. We are all equal. Until they understand that, it's going to be a real problem. Because the millennials are believing the movement, leading the movement strong and fierce.
All
praise to all y'all, man. All praise the man. Anybody like, love, share, or with the movement?
Cut them off.
Hey, welcome to Life with Too Smooth. Where you be ignorant, you can chime in, say what you want to say, cut people out. Hey, we don't mind. Do what you do. Go ahead, sister.
Baby boomers fought for integration. I think that was a mistake. Because what I'm seeing on Facebook, you got all these teachers telling our children, you know, what Black folks migrated over here. They ain't saying nothing about slavery. All they want to talk about is the Jewish Holocaust. They basically skipping over generations of torture for Black folks. So when we get to this point right here, where we about to go into war, you know, they not really, the Black folks ain't woke. They just seeing what these white folks put in their head in school. We need some school.
Hey, I said that the other day.
Went in one ear and out the other. And my granny always said, you tell your age, you tell anything. So I'm not going to ask you your age, but I'm going to ask a straight up question. What did you go to school for?
I go to school for healthcare management.
She in school right now.
I graduated
right.
August.
She in school right now.
But,
okay,
so I'm getting my stuff done because I was raised Muslim under Minister Louis Farrakhan. This man been teaching the truth for years. This man been teaching the truth for years and ain't nobody want to listen. But now this shit going on and they, you know, now they want to pay attention. And my mama, she...
Oh, you know, they blocked them on Facebook. You can't share no Facebook on Facebook. They gonna block you.
Ain't doing nothing but tell the truth. And my mama, she basically homeschooled me when I was young. So she taught me all about a little bit of Black history, Black inventors, who invented traffic light, all that stuff. So, you know, I was up on game before I even started going to school. So that's just my point of view. I feel like we need to start teaching our own children and having our own schools, having our own businesses, having our own hospitals, like just doing shit on our own because white folks ain't got our
hey, you with the right team. You with the right team. Because that's what I'm on. You with the right team. Because Oprah ain't did nothing for Cosmetics with Mississippi. I don't think she went back. I ain't did a thing, but I don't want to get into that, y'all. Y'all have a blessed day. I'm Too Smooth. Hey, I'm out. May God bless.
I'm cutting my ass off and shit. What you was about to say, though?
We all good. I'm going to need you to do me a big favor since we a DJ. I'm going to have you back on the show because we want you to have, I liked your opinion. Your opinion was based on all the extras that we had at the end. We do not want to give them too much on this episode. We had 30 minutes. Anchor is Anchor loves us too much to give too much. All I'm saying is opinions change every day as things transpire. So I want to hear your opinion. Your opinion very sparkful, I would say. That's not even a real word, I guess. You know what I mean, though. You know what your tone did when you started talking about it. I don't like to speak on certain things like that, but I do like to hear people's opinion. And the people need to hear others' opinion. I'm from the North. I'm in Michigan. Being in Michigan, a lot of people are lost because we're in Michigan. There's a lot of Uncle T's up here.
Right.
So I'm going to just be honest with the lifestyle that's surrounded. My family from the South. I know a lot, and I know if I say a lot, I could get blocked. So that's what you hear me speaking with. So me, I want to hear your opinion. I want to hear everything that you got going on. So we're going to have you back on the show in about a couple episodes. Just stay tuned and keep doing your thing. We appreciate you on the show. We're about to get tuned in to some music. You stay blessed and be safe.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. You. Hold on.
Chubby niggas, chick magnet, cause I lay the wood. Then plus I'm from the hood, so like a car with a new oil change, keep it running good. Lil mama driving me wild, just like she my child. But she my bad chick, so you know she ain't gon' keep her around.
Take a Bye.